Gavin, a solid start for the side, a 6-2 victory over home side. Bats, just how pleased are the lads with that result and performance?
I think we all played very well. It's always tough in the first match. You know, new conditions, first match of the season. We're not entirely sure which, you know, players are going to turn up. And they brought a strong side in Michael Tauber. So I went on first against Michael and, you know, emerged victorious, which was very good. And then we all sort of followed. We ended up winning 6-2, which was a really, really good result, and we're all very, very pleased.
Just how difficult was it, the extra element, of course, that they are the home side, and Adam's obviously played a lot here, Adam Nutland, and they had a fair crowd in their corner as well?
Yeah, I think it's always hard when you're playing someone at home. One, because they know the conditions inside out, they know how the ball's going to bounce. And in particular, Adam Nutland, he's playing very, very well at the moment, especially in this hall. So I knew that it was going to be very, very difficult going on to play Adam. So I just got my head down, kept the ball tight, played with lots of spin, and see where, you know, I went from there, and I did well.
Yeah, nevertheless, like you said, 2-3-0 victories on your first appearance for Auburn since joining the club. With your own individual performance, just how pleased are you?
Yeah, very, you know, very pleased with my performance. I think as a team, we've all got to, you know, look at individual performances. You know, we can play as a team, and, you know, we've got to get behind each other. But ultimately, it's about you going on as an individual and winning. And if you do that, then the team comes together, and we won 6 individual matches, so we won 6-2.
We've heard a lot about Michael Tauberg before he came, and then you instantly shut all the hype up with a 3-0 victory. Could you realistically have expected that result before you went on? Because he seemed to play very, very well.
Well, Michael, I've known Michael a long time. I grew up with him. He was playing for Israel. I was obviously playing for England. I played him many times. I knew what to expect. He may have thought, oh, I lost to him last time, a bit more nervous. But I also know that he, you know, is high ranked, and he plays very, very well, and he showed that against Darius. He's got some extremely good level, so, you know, I'm very, very happy with it.
A word on the other individuals. Tom Jarvis just seems to improve every time I see him. Are you excited to be able to play with a player like that, so young and so talented?
Yeah, it's always really, really good. I think everyone in the team, if you're a professional, and Tom is a professional player, so is Darius, so am I, everyone is a professional base to start from. But, you know, with Tom, he trains very, very hard. He trains every single day, and he is just getting better and better and better. And I think, you know, for the future of English tape players, that's what we need, you know, good and inspiring, great players like Tom.
And we know you've had your injuries in the past. Have you put those behind you now? Are you pleased with your overall physical fitness?
I think I'm quite fit cardiovascularly. I'm quite fit. I'm quite strong. I've always got a niggle in my left hip. Even in that match, I had a bad left hip. It's just what I've learnt to live with. I know that I can't train 4 or 5 hours a day. I train a couple of times, and then I just need to play clever. Maybe use my experience to sort of outwit the opponent, and, you know, go from there. Every match is completely different.
How difficult has it been to adjust to that, you know, having a slight niggle, as you call it, in there, and try to play at such a high level?
Initially, when it first happened, I was very depressed for a number of months or even years, because it was, you know, one of them things, going from very, very high level, being in the limelight, to all of a sudden being out for 22 months on crutches and finding it very difficult to come back. And then realizing when I came back, I still won't be able to play at the level or as the intensity I used to play. So it's something I've had to learn to live with. I've built different things in my life, but ultimately I just enjoy playing the game. And if I can still play the game and compete at this level, then I'm happy.
What are your ambitions moving forward, then, taking all that into account?
Trying to take every match as they come. I think I'm, you know, I like winning clever now. Before, I was a little bit of a workhorse, very fit, very strong, very quick. I'm not like that anymore. So I'm actually getting a lot of pleasure out of winning the nitty gritty points, because that was something that maybe when I was at my best, I wasn't good at. So it's funny how now I'm good at the nitty gritty points and not very, very fast anymore, but it's still proving, you know, successful.
You said when you were at your best, do you not feel like you're a better player now? Do you feel like, you know, you were a better player when you were younger?
I think as success goes, obviously when you're playing at under 15 or under 18 level, the level isn't as high, and I was, you know, probably maybe slightly better, but not massively better. But obviously I was very successful because I was playing at a younger level. Now we're coming into the senior ranks, the game moves on, the seniors get stronger, and I've sort of stayed still. So like I say, I've got to bring the mental side of the tape test to the opponents, and, you know, try and do my best that